I think today I still thank God for everything that, you know, he's put in front of me. But there's still other issues to talk about other than heartbreak. You got anxiety, you got substance abuse, you got, you know, there's a lot of issues in the world to talk about. I don't know, music is just a beautiful thing. Like I love myself so much as far as the way I make music, the way God made me, the way God wired me to do the things that I do and to change the world the way that I can.
I think you're aging to change. I think you're touching the way this generation that very few, if no one else, can.
As long as you work hard, give it your all, and don't listen to what anybody got to say, it's your world. You can do what you want.
I love every single last one of y'all. Everybody get home safe. Gang, gang.
Music is an art that can inspire its listeners by the millions, and its messages can be played through speakers for decades after the artists pass away. In a short period of time, certain artists can provide new perspective on music while serving as a stepping stone into new genres. Welcome to the Artist Spotlight on WGLZ Radio, where we are passionately vocal. Today we're going to be talking about Juice WRLD.
I can't breathe, I'm waiting for the exhale. Talk my pain with my wishes in a wishing well. Still no luck.
Jared Anthony Higgins, most known as Juice WRLD, was an American rapper, singer, and songwriter born on December 2nd, 1998 in Chicago, Illinois. He was raised with his brother solely by his mother after she split up with Jared's father when he was only 3 years old and had very little contact with him after that. Jared began learning to play the piano when he was 4 years old, and his early musical influences came from bands like Blink-182, Fall Out Boy, and Black Sabbath. He actually wasn't allowed to listen to rap music growing up because his mother was religious and didn't allow it in the house. However, this type of music ends up having a huge impact on his style and was a dynamic that separated himself from other artists. As he got older, he began spending more time with his cousins, who introduced him to rap and specific artists like Gucci Mane and Future.
$10,000 bounty put on my neck. I hope you did.
Percocet, Miley Percocet, Percocet, Miley Percocet.
It was at this time that Jared began exploring music by learning other instruments like the guitar and drums. He even played trumpet in his high school band. Not being able to listen to rap music in his house, he would often try to memorize songs, and if he forgot the words, he would fill them in with freestyles. Looking forward, this can explain his tremendous skill of freestyle rapping. When attending Homewood High School, a friend of Jared's was part of the school's radio show, and they would have him freestyle live on the air.
A couple words off the brain, switch it to the membrane.
Mm.
I shoot threes like Steve Nash, yes boy, I straight drain. People say I'm crazy, but my bar is going insane. You hear him on the radio, yeah. Spitting radio waves.
His skill was undeniable, which caused his popularity to rise within the school and was encouraged to start making his own music. He began posting to SoundCloud in 2014 with the alias Juice the Kid, all recorded on his iPhone, and his first song was written for his high school crush.
So overdue, and you, yeah, you, you're so overcute, so beautiful to my cubicle when you were around this marvelous.
He then followed with his first mixtape titled What Is Love and only had one song on it, which was called Forever. The early days in Jared's career were difficult due to him being so young, and he also didn't have the money for studio time, as he told Lyrical Lemonade.
Like, I used to have to scramble for money to get like 2 hours at a studio.
This resulted in him not being comfortable enough to share music to the public that he didn't think was good enough. At this time, he admitted to Lyrical Lemonade that he began experimenting with drugs like Percocets and Xanax, which ultimately was the beginning of his long battle with drug addiction.
Tell myself to stay as far away from drugs as possible.
As he kept growing in his music career, he continued using drugs and believed it helped him connect to what he was feeling, which better translated into his emotional rap style. However, he knew what he was doing wouldn't come without a cause. He often described his drug addiction as a gift and a curse.
It's a gift and a curse, but I cannot reverse it. I can't reverse it.
He continued connecting with other small music producers such as Nick Mira, who also began producing for Jared with a mixture of many different rap styles, allowing him to get more exposure to the music and continued his development as an artist. This is also the time when he changed his name from Juice the Kid to what we know him as now, Juice WRLD. The name was inspired by one of his idols, Tupac, and meant that he was going to take over the world. Now having the resources to produce higher quality music that worked with his style, he began dropping more frequently with another 3-track mixtape titled Affliction, and most immediately followed by Heartbroken in Hollywood 999. Hey, when I first saw your face. With the consistent work coming from Juice, his early fanbase was optimistic on his future in rap music, but he was still struggling for money and losing his once positive outlook on fully chasing his music career. He was given no choice but to get a job at a car factory to make ends meet, and was considering taking a break from music to save money and other issues he had with anxiety and losing confidence in his sound.
Telling Lyrical Lemonade,
I was finna quit this shit. I wasn't finna quit this shit, but I was finna stop taking this seriously.
He only made it 3 weeks at his new job before his passion for music took over, and he quit regardless of his financial situation. His short time working reminded him how much he wanted to make it in music, and this was the motivation to start working on projects with Side Piece and Nick Mira once again. Not long after quitting his job, he released a full-length mixtape on SoundCloud titled 999 in the summer of 2017. They always try to stop me, but I never hesitate. Just follow all your dreams, and when you reach them, celebrate. That's the only way to truly make it. The second song on the mixtape was one of his biggest hits called Lucid Dreams, but wouldn't get much recognition until later into his career. This album did, however, get the attention of artist Waka Flocka and producer Southside, both giving him credit for the mixtape and promoted it on their social media accounts. This at the time was Juice WRLD's first exposure into the mainstream rap and hip-hop world and earned him a few more thousand plays on his SoundCloud. This small boost in popularity pushed him to drop more music for his new fans so he could remain relevant. He followed with a small 2-track mixtape titled Binge Drinking Music, produced by Nick Mira in October of 2017. I know them no right all dancing in moonlight. Then on December 22nd, he released Nothing's Different. This mixtape featured his first hit song, All Girls Are the Same. This got the attention of Cole Bennett with Lyrical Lemonade, who was also early in building his music career and was just beginning to get recognized by the rap community with their music videos, blogs, and music news. These two would work together for the remainder of Juice's career and even after he passed away. The EP also found its way to well-known Chicago rapper Lil Bibby. After listening to Juice's music, he immediately reached out to him and wanted to sign him to the record label, Grade A Productions. Juice didn't hesitate to sign due to his rough situation financially, and with the help of the new label, he was able to promote his hit, All Girls Are the Same, and the numbers began to skyrocket along with Cole Bennett producing the music video. Cole Bennett had the perfect platform for aspiring artists like Juice WRLD, and this was a key moment in the rise of stardom during his career. It was being played nationwide, and it was his first song to hit the Billboard 100. After this, he began working with Grade A Productions on his first album, with All Girls Are the Same being the first song. They also re-released Lucid Dreams and worked with Cole Bennett on the music video. I still see your shadows in my room. Can't take back the love that I gave you. It's to the point why I love and I hate you, and I cannot change you, so I must replace you. This was the point in Juice WRLD's career where he jumped into the mainstream media and was an overnight sensation, doing twice as good as All Girls Are the Same, climbing its way to the number 2 spot on the Billboard 100, which was followed by the release of his debut album, Goodbye and Good Riddance. You're listening to the Artist Spotlight of Juice WRLD on WGLZ Radio. The success from the album earned Juice a world tour where he went from writing songs before I go and say love to recording songs before I go and say love to performing them for sold out crowds. He would then collaborate with Future on a 16-track album titled War on Drugs. This was referring to the current rap culture being surrounded by drugs, and artists like Mac Miller were passing away. Juice WRLD was one of the few artists who tried to spread awareness of the problem through his music and interviews, all while being caught in addiction himself. much like he did on the No Jumper podcast.
You always had issues with drugs even before you started to get famous and rich.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it was something that I was into early, low-key, due to music.
When Juice wasn't touring, he was given the opportunity to showcase his ability to freestyle, which cemented his skill as an artist and got the attention of music critic John Russick.
You know who the best freestyle I've ever seen is?
Yeah.
Juice WRLD.
Juice, yeah.
Have you ever seen his freestyles?
Yeah.
They're never ending. Like, you can do it for like an hour.
And, J-U-I-C,
yeah. He makes total sense the entire time and is actually really good, like intricate flow patterns. To me, he was the best freestyle I've ever seen.
In 2019, he released his second studio album, Death Race for Love, along with its smash hit, Robbery. This led to the collaboration with NBA Youngboy and their song titled Bandit. This was Juice WRLD's biggest song behind Lucid Dreams and resulted in his second world tour with the Kid LAROI.
I say, I don't need no Molly to be savage. When I'm on that Molly, I feel savage. She the definition of a bad bitch. Stole her. I'm the definition of a bandit.
After the tour, he decided to take a week off for his 21st birthday, and when he was returning to Chicago, he was suspected to have drugs on the private plane. Trying to hide some of the evidence, he took some of the Percocets he had, which led to an overdose in the Chicago airport, as reported by CBS News.
Rapper Juice WRLD is dead after suffering a medical emergency at Chicago's Midway Airport.
He was pronounced dead just days after his 21st birthday. Not long after his death, he was featured on Eminem's album, Music to be Murdered By, and he was always open with how much he looked up to Eminem, so the song went viral soon after the release. In March of 2020, the single Righteous was released and included lyrics that really highlighted his battle with drug addiction.
I'm freezing, beautiful eyes deceiving, we may die this evening, coughing, wheezing, bleeding.
His mother then started the Live Free 999 organization to spread mental health awareness. In July of the same year, his album Legends Never Die was released and debuted at number one, breaking records for the first week, and won him Best Artist of 2019. This album was a perfect fit for an artist that helped millions of people get through their own problems and change their lives for the better in such a short period of time. Even though the rap community lost a great talent, his producer Lil Bibby says he has enough music for many more albums. Although he is gone, the impact of his music will continue to be seen for years to come, and he will be remembered as an extraordinary talent that pushed the boundaries of creativity. That was the artist spotlight of Jared Juice WRLD Higgins on WGLZ Radio.
I have some advice to give you before we part ways. Listen, I want to tell y'all that y'all could do whatever the fuck you want to do in this life. So go out there, put in the work, and do that shit.